Tell me how you plan for the plan excursion.
Well, I said, I'm going to do this and you do that before. And then if we get it all done, we'll do this.
Did you use any of your information to help the plan?
Yes, I did, because when we went to on the bus to King's Park, we learned about photosynthesis and we put that in our exhibit. How about you?
Well, no, I did not use my knowledge to help me do my expedition. What parts of your plan were you really happy with?
I was happy with my big poster that I did and how much time it took.
Interesting. If you were doing this again, how much you change your plan?
I would do a bit more computer work and maybe a PowerPoint.
Now moving on to communicating. Tell me how you communicated your ideas for the plan expedition.
The first day we were told to do it, I told my group, what are you going to do? And do it quickly so that we can do other things.
How about you?
Well, we communicated by planning the posters, and then we did our good copies.
We also asked each other what we would like to do and how we're going to do it, also when we're going to do it. How do you think he went with these?
Well, we didn't actually do it quite well at the start, but we got better and better by the end.
Good. What would you make any changes next time?
Yes, I would, to actually communicate a bit more, because we didn't communicate much. We just kept on doing our work.
Tell me, moving on to action, tell me about the main steps of organising the expedition.
Well, first we did planning, and then we did the good coffee. Then we showed the teacher, and then she said, you can do the good copy. So we did the good copy and did it over in pen.
Very interesting. Can you think of any changes you might make to better suit your audience?
Well, maybe I would talk more to them.
Well, I would, same as you, talk more to them, and also tell them my knowledge. Tell me what do you think are the key ingredients to a successful expedition?
Maybe put a lot on the walls and then only a little bit of work on our desk.
How about you, Mia? Mine would be to use habit 2 and put first things first and begin with the end of mine. Thanks for watching our podcast.